Blackstone Audio presents Buddha's Diet, The Ancient Art of Losing Weight Without Losing Your Mind, by Tara Cottrell and Dan Zygmunt. This book is read by Pam Ward. Introduction. Buddha was thin. There's a lot you don't know about Buddha. To start with, Buddha was thin. The pudgy statues you see smiling at you at Chinese restaurants and yoga studios aren't actually Buddha. Or not the Buddha, anyway. Not the one who lived in ancient India and meditated a lot and ultimately began teaching what we now call Buddhism. That chubby guy is a fabled monk who wandered the Chinese countryside at least 1,000 years later, performing minor magic and predicting the future. Over the years, he became a folk hero and a symbol of happiness and good fortune. He's especially popular in Japan these days, where they call him Hotei, and see him as a jolly old man, a little like Santa Claus, but handing out luck instead of toys. Hotei muddied the waters a bit by composing a poem on his deathbed, suggesting he might have been the reincarnation of some other Buddha. But he was certainly not the original Buddha. Statues and paintings of the real Buddha typically show him as lean and trim, even in his younger years as a pampered prince. More on that in a minute. By all accounts, he was a pretty good-looking guy. Buddha was many things over the course of his life, but he was never fat. In fact, you'll sometimes see images of the Buddha looking downright skeletal. Those depict the years when Buddha was on a diet. That's right. Buddha tried dieting, too. And it worked, sort of. They say he lost so much weight that his ribs jutted out as gaunt as the crazy rafters of an old roofless barn. And if you touched his stomach, you could feel his spine. In other words, he got thin, thin. Buddha wasn't dieting to look good in a swimsuit. He wasn't even technically the Buddha yet. He was just a normal guy, a little confused about life. Back then, there was already a long tradition in India of trying to liberate the mind through conquering the body. Modern yoga has its roots in these ascetic practices, which involved not just stretching your body into prescribed poses and postures, but sleeping on a bed of nails, beating yourself with branches, holding your breath for minutes on end, and fasting for days, weeks, even months at a time. That's what Buddha was trying. To understand how he got to that point, you need to know a bit more about his life story. Buddha was born into a royal family in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?